in a paper bag. Now, these nests will sell sometimes up to $5-6 a pound.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, goodness, you can make good money off them things. And usually they go about $3-$3.50. But you sell them, score them when it's good or bad. So you know, you'll have all the bees. I mean, you clean them off, you know, then you do it. And I have to do it at night, because I don't want to know whether they're in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Those old men, I've seen loot with 75, count as much as I can, bee stings all over him.
Mm.
Seemed that'd be enough to kill you. But he'd swell up, look like knots all over him, you know, where they rob bees. And what they like to do is somebody get up there with a break off a pine branch, and one stand over him while, and it's all in daytime, while one's robbing the nest, the other one's squatting them off of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now they get me to do this, and I tell them, no, I've done it. You know, I got stung one time, I can remember that stung right there. But, you know, they do this, and I don't like to do it. I'm a coward at night. That's the way I do it. But they love doing it. And like one time, I was riding by the road, and I saw a lot of smoke, and I thought the stung woods was on fire. I was going to stop them, see how bad it was, and I was going to call somebody to come put it out. Didn't stop for long. There was Tommy squatting down. He was robbing him a nest, you know. He had about 7 or 8 stings, and that's it. But you'd have to meet them, you know, because they're real hard,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Well, listen, tell me some more about, how come you rob nests anyway? I mean,
why do you rob nests?
Well, I mean, what are they using for?
Fishing.
Well,
you're in the South. People love fish, like Bill.
Uh-huh.
I'll bet this summer, if it's, how many days in the summer? 90? Say 90 days?
Uh-huh.
I'd say 75 to 80 of those days are fishing days.
Uh-huh.
Fish, I mean, he'll get off the mill maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. He'll come home enough to get his stuff if he ain't put it in his station wagon, and he head out to someplace to go fishing. Those people love to fish. Like Mr. Huff, Mr. Huff, boy. Shoot, he see fish, he'll light up like a tree, boy. And just knowing, like his mama and his wife, they love to go fish. Kind of old, they don't go much now. They love to fish. And just because they're white, niggas love to fish.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know about fishing, ask an older nigga. We went to Clark Hill, me and Bill. Me and Bill, we sit on the edge of a below dam. We sit out on a rock, see? So we were sitting about this time, this old nigga come up. We were fishing crappie. And I think we caught 3. Bill caught 2 and I caught 1. And I was ready to go. You know? Like this, we were going to fish. Bill said, well, let's fish a little longer. And I was afraid we weren't going to get out of it. By this time, this nigga come over and he sat down right beside us. And I bet it wasn't maybe 30 minutes to an hour. And he must have had maybe 8 or 9 fish. But what it was, so I got talking to him. Well, Bill did too, because he wanted to find out what he was doing. And so come to find out, the nigga goes up there every day before he goes to work and fishes.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets off work, he goes to fish. Now, well, I'll tell you in a minute. So come find out, he knew just how deep to fish, what kind of cork to use. I mean, it makes a difference. You just don't go in there and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of cork to use, how deep to fish, the whole works, you know. Well, like Luke and Buck, and Jackie. Now Jackie is, all right, Buck is Luke's son, and Jackie is son-in-law. Buck's brother-in-law and Luke's son-in-law. And they're the ones that had to fight over the cards, you know, knock down, drag out. Luke went for the ice. He don't care if his son-in-law. Boy, don't mess with man, you know. What's the matter of, you know, if he ever backed down? You know, that's it. Luke used to fight professional.
Mm.
He was a professional fighter. And to this day, you know, he's kind of off a little bit because he's kind of old, punch drunk, you know, a little bit. But ain't too many men I wouldn't put him against. And I'd say he's in his early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet there ain't a man in this. There won't be too many people, if he got in a fight with,